and I know I'm asking you to skip over a lot of history here, but you move forward to today, to the 20th and even into the 21st century, and you write about how the legacy of what happened in Louisiana and other places still plays a role in the economy, a vital role in the economy of this country.
Well, if we go from sugar to cotton, we basically explain two crops that in their totality explain much of the infrastructure of our capitalist economy to this day. We can explain everything from the abundance of land that was originally held by the indigenous and the labor of enslaved people as America's competitive advantage. By the 19th century, cotton, for example, was essentially the major export of the United States. And that cotton export helped make possible the wealth not only in enslaved people, but also the wealth of banks in the North that were responsible for financing investments in this country that were often mortgaged on the basis of enslaved people. There's no way to really understand the economic might of America by the 19th century without understanding the role of cotton slavery and earlier sugar slavery in it.